shining a light on the women creating impact, leading organizations and mission-focused strategic programs across the federal technology and consulting community. This is Impact. I am being joined today by Tahira Samadzada, the Vice President of Digital Transformation at ICF. Tahira, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So let's start with way back. Was there an experience or an event that you believed helped steer you down your current path?
I love this question. And my number one answer is and will always be certifications. It is so crucial for folks to understand the power of certifications, especially in the tech industry. You know, tech is always changing. It's very agile. And there is a new feature or functionality introduced regularly. So, you know, you're able to train your brain to stay on top of things regularly, absorb small bits of information that is going to be relevant for a brief period of time, maybe 6 months, maybe 1 year, maybe longer. But certifications can really help with that. And one thing that I notice a lot is staff, you know, they don't take advantage of the tuition assistance program or the tuition reimbursement program. And oftentimes these certifications, if they're not free, then they could probably be reimbursed through your company's reimbursement program for education assistance.
Well, that's really smart. I do know there's a lot of companies that I've worked for that do cover that. And yep, there are so many people that do not take advantage. You're right.
Yep.
So do you have a leader or a mentor along the way that helped guide you?
You know, I've been blessed to have really good leaders and mentors. Whenever I'm considering a position, and this has always been the case, and I encourage everyone to do this too, I think, you know, it's important to interview the company as much as the company interviews you. I think it's important to make sure you have chemistry with your direct reports or potentially whoever would be on the leadership team. It's important to feel motivated by the mission and the outcomes of that company. I think it's critical to have an open door policy for the exchange of ideas. And so this approach has really helped me find and select wonderful leaders that have supported me to grow in the tech space. They've provided me with a platform to be able to shine as a woman, as a female executive in tech, but also as an executive, period. And the last few leaders that I've worked with, you know, have been very intentional in supporting the advancement of women in leadership roles and to be able to provide them seats at the table. And it's just been such a good experience. So I encourage everyone to always consider interviewing their company and their leaders as much as they are being interviewed themselves.
And who wants to end up at an office or in a company where you're not happy?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So these leaders, and talking about leaders and yourself being a leader, what do you should you keep in mind as you're guiding teams and driving organizations forward?
It's a really good question and something that I feel like has evolved for me with time. But what I really do is I reflect. I reflect on myself, you know, independently in my personal life, in my professional life. I reflect on what my leadership style is, you know, evaluating yourself and be able to understand how you approach the job at hand is really critical. And it really helps you understand what your team needs of you and where the gaps potentially are. So it's crucial to perform regular exercises to also allow your team members to self-reflect and then be able to share that with you. It then helps you understand, you know, what your team's professional language is versus what your professional language is and where you could find that middle ground to be able to bring unique things to the table collectively. What I always try to do and what I encourage is to give people space to be able to create, to innovate, to come up with really fun, cutting edge ideas. You know, we have a mantra in our team specifically where we say fail fast, come up with a cool idea and fail fast and let's move on forward and let's iterate on that idea. The goal is to understand, obviously, we have metrics we're trying to achieve. There's, you know, collective deadlines we're trying to approach. It takes a village to move an organization forward, but you always have to create the space for yourself and for your team to have the downtime to think creatively.
I like that. Like having a boss that wills you to use your mind and have fun at work is really great.
100%. I mean, empathy is key. I always talk about empathy. And in this case, empathy will really allow you to understand what does your team deal with on a regular basis and how can you jump in and help them as needed, but give them the space to be able to lead in their own style, right?
I like that. I like that a lot. So is there one thing that comes to mind over the past 5 years or so that you would say has made a significant impact on the future direction of IT?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I'm going to say the rapid advancement and adoption of AI. You know, think about how AI is shaping the future of health. Things like medical imaging analysis. The right AI algorithms are going to analyze medical images like x-rays, CT scans, MRI scans with high accuracy, and they're going to be able to detect abnormalities faster, diagnose earlier, and really give people the opportunity to be more informed and be proactive. Think about the FDA, right? And the current long line it is to get drugs approved. AI can help with drug discovery and drug development and the clinical support process to analyze vast amounts of data and then introduce new drug candidates in a more proficient manner. So I'm super pumped to explore this a little bit more. There's a lot of exciting things happening in AI right now, shaping health IT, for example. And then lastly, personalized medicine, where you get to analyze a patient's genetic profile, their medical history. The more data you have, the more you're able to be able to tailor the treatments and therapies for the patient. I think that's going to be a critical part of the future.
Yes. So as we continue to grow and move ahead, do you think that will be the biggest focus of the next 5 years? Or do you think there's going to be even more going on?
I mean, it's all going to be, you know, focused on in tech, especially in health tech, it's going to be preventative care. So we'll be able to use AI-driven predictive analytics to make better decisions. Better outcomes are going to come out of it. Various systems that are, you know, very archaic are going to be modernized in a way where they're going to be incredibly proactive and they're going to become very prescriptive. So it's almost like the systems are going to know exactly what you need before you even say anything. It's going to become a more intuitive environment for us in our personal lives and our professional lives as well. And it's an exciting time to consider all the possibilities with artificial intelligence and machine learning.
That's exciting. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just encourage everyone to, you know, get out there and explore and research, see what you can do to become more tech savvy yourself. There's so much abundance of free information out there that you're able to take advantage of. And like I said, where you feel like you need a little bit more, you know, support, be sure to take advantage of those tuition reimbursement programs if your company offers it.
That's some great advice. Well, Tahira, thank you for taking the time to meet with us today.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
Thank you for listening. Please be sure to check out our other podcasts, Keeping IT Brief and Afternoon Tea, available on your podcast provider.